This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is time now for today's Robert Sala Report, brought to you by Nissan, DraftKings Sportsbook, NYS SPCA, the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, and Guinness. And Coach Sala joins us now. Coach, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, guys. Excuse my voice. My voice a little hoarse from yesterday.
We saw.
You got a little fired up. So let's talk about that. Were you upset with some of the calls by the officials?
Every week you can always pick a few out, but I'm sure they were upset about a few calls themselves. So,
all right. So Corey Davis, you just revealed that's not great news. I mean, when he's in there, he's obviously a very important weapon. How much of a blow is this to you?
It hurts, but at the same time, we got a lot of faith in the group that we have with Elijah and Keelan, hopefully coming back from COVID, Jameson, Berrios, Mimsy. He's been chomping at the bit to kind of get back into action, and Jeff Smith. So we still have a lot of faith in the group that we have, and we just got to continue to stack up good days and find ways to get better. So.
Coach, tale of two halves for your quarterback. Great first half for Wilson, but the second half, was that really messed up by only getting those three plays in the third quarter?
I think so. You know, and that's a good challenge for him, that when you do get an opportunity, you've got to be able to strike. And, you know, I think our offense had six plays in 2 hours of real time, and which is a lot. That's a long time to just be standing around and you're just throwing the football. And does it take away from your rhythm? Absolutely. But as this group grows and as Zach gets older and the offense around him gets older and they gain more experience, it'll be very easy for them to turn it on when they need to. You know, that's an area of emphasis that will always be to maintain your focus, maintain the strain, keep the mindset. And we knew that if we can get a couple of first downs in the drive, that they would tire out because of their style of play also. And it showed in the first half. We just couldn't get it going in the second.
So still no Mekhi Becton. So he's been out 11 weeks now after knee surgery. The original timetable was for 8 weeks, a return of 8 weeks. Are you getting concerned?
You know what? Every single young man has their own healing process. And you know, I'm not concerned about his long-term health and all that. Mekhi is working his butt off, and he's trying to get himself back. So we'll just take it day at a time, one day at a time, and when he gets back, he gets back. But he's in good spirits. He's working his tail off, and when the time comes, it'll come.
Robert, what were some of the breakdowns for the defense, especially on those few possessions in the first half?
Yeah, there's the first drive. Obviously, a couple of tight ends, the tight end screen hits us. You know, we have a chance to get off on third down. We don't. Leads to an explosive play that result in a touchdown. The second drive, same thing. We have a third down to hold them to a field goal, and it doesn't happen. The third drive was probably our worst drive, where they didn't have a third down the entire drive. So, but I do think the defense came out in the second half, and we had our opportunities. We had a lot of third down ops to get off the field. We kept them out of the end zone. But when you look back at the defense yesterday, you can pinpoint everything, the third down and fourth down, and they were able to convert 7 of 14. That's not including the PI that was called to extend one of their drives. But, you know, so that down, third down and fourth down, we've got to be better. We've got to take advantage when they're on the ropes and we can pin our ears back. We've got to win those downs like we were earlier in the year. And when we do that, we have games like we had last week against Houston, and we had our ops. We just didn't finish.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so C.J. Mosley said the Eagles did not shake their hands at the coin toss. Fletcher Cox was laughing at you. They just didn't feel like there was any respect. Does that tick you off?
Nah, it's. I'll try to say this the right way here, and that knock on wood, I've been blessed. This is the fifth time I've been part of a rebuild, and one of the hardest things to regain when you're, especially in an organization where it's been so long since you've won, one of the hardest things to reestablish is respect. And it's something that you've got to earn and take, because no one's going to give it to you, and everyone's going to do everything they can to feed you with negative thought and to feed you with a narrative that you have no responsibility for, and you've got to fight it. You've got to fight the negativity. You've got to keep it positive. You've got to get in the locker room and take it over, because at the end of the day, when you look at championship teams and they're talking about how they were a championship team, everyone talks about the locker room. Everyone talks about the bond. Everyone talks about how the players were running it, and the best coach teams are the teams that coach themselves. And when we're in the playoffs and we're trying to win Super Bowls and we're competing for championships, we'll be able to look at guys like C.J. Mosley and Foley and Quinnen and a whole bunch of other guys and look back at these dudes as the foundation for why this thing got flipped. And but should they be upset? Yeah. But at the same time, no one really cares if you're mad. We've got to go take it. And that's doing things right every single day, being relentless, keep punching, hold on to the rope, whatever cliche you want to come up with, and trust that we will get better and we will end up in the place where we need to be.
What's the experience like being at the head here and trying to rebuild at this point in the season when it gets really tough where we are right now and it all comes down to you and everyone's looking at you? Just personally and professionally, how different is that experience versus being an assistant on a team like that?
You know what? That's a great question, man. It's even as an assistant, I always look inward, always. I feel like I've always been that way. And so even as an assistant, I felt like it was my responsibility to flip it. And just like now, being in the head chair, it's no different. I feel like it's my responsibility to flip it. But at the same time, I encourage everyone, don't wait. Coach, player, strength coach, equipment, trainer, it doesn't matter. Flip it. Take it and look inward. How can you make it better? And because at the end of the day, it's a collective locking of arms and everyone marching to the same beat, marching in the same direction and trusting that the direction we're going in is right. And I guess it's different, but at the same time, my message and my philosophy doesn't change, and that in order to change, you have to look inward first. And when you look inward, you have the ability to make great change. But if you're waiting on someone else to help you, I always tell people, you can't want it more than the organization wants it for you. You can't. And if you're ever in a situation where the organization wants it for you more than you want it for yourself, you've got a problem much bigger than you think. And so the messaging will never change, and we've got to do this together.
Robert, Bryce Hall after the game said you guys were not prepared for Minshew. Is there any truth to that?
It's players and coaches will always see it differently. I said what I said yesterday, and the reality is, there's when you're game planning an offense, and it's something young guys will learn, you're really game planning a scheme. Yes, there's players that we got to have focal points on where we'll manipulate coverages to make sure we're eliminating some guys. But at the same time, you're game planning for a scheme and a play caller. And the difference between Jalen Hurts and Minshew was Jalen Hurts would be QB run game and Minshew would be RPOs, both of which we prepared for. And so the scheme, the plays, the run game, all of it exactly the same. The formations, the tempo, all of it was exactly the same. And the way Nick called it was exactly the same. But rather than getting the zone reads, we got RPO. And that for the gist of it was about it. And so to say we didn't game plan specifically for Minshew, sure, you can say that because, we don't talk about quarterbacks. We talk about scheme. And it's just something as he grows and learns, he'll see it the same way too.
But before we let you go, I don't understand one thing, though. You prepared for the same scheme, but one of the guys has 695 yards rushing. The other guy doesn't run the ball that much. So you must have spent a lot of time on stopping Jalen Hurts from gaining chunks of yardage. That's not a threat with Minshew, is it?
No, but like I said, so there's the zone read aspect, which, we've seen so much of it in our past. It's not exhausting to implement it during the week. We deal with it on a week-to-week basis, just that the whole zone read scheme. So it's already built in. It's not an exhausting thing to try to cover. And with Minshew, now it's the RPO game where he's reading to throw, where Jalen's reading to run. And it's so, yeah, it's different, but at the same time, that's you're just flipping those two calls. Everything else is pretty much the same, and you make the adjustment accordingly, and you make the calls accordingly. But we've seen RPOs, we've seen zone read. It's not a hard switch.
All right, go ahead, Don.
Does it bother you, or would you look into what his motivation would be to tell the media that?
No, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't bother me at all.
And finally, are you sick of kickers? I mean, an extra point shouldn't be that big of a deal, right?
No, you could say it's frustrating, but we got to get it right. We got to help our team, and we got to do better for our team. So we're going to get this thing right. It is frustrating when you score on the first two drives and you end up with only 12 points instead of 14, and now you're playing from behind the entire game. But we'll get it fixed.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's today's Robert Saleh Report brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store on NissanUSA.com. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code GREEN for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. MYS SPCA, the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, the most highly trained and skilled structural painters in the world. And Guinness, now an official beer of the New York Jets. The Irish brewer is giving back this holiday season with its Guinness Gives Back 8-packs. Look for these limited edition special packs with a design inspired by New York. Learn more at GuinnessGivesBack.com. Well, before we take a break, I want Jet fans to listen up. Get tickets to see the Jets host the Saints at MetLife Stadium on Sunday, December 12th at 1 p.m., presented by Verizon. Lock in your seats at nyjets.com/tickets and be listening today in the 5 p.m. hour when we give you the chance to win a pair of tickets, all brought to you by the New York Jets and your home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN. Peter, I have one question for you.
What?
So when the coach says he's looking to flip it, does he want to flip it and reverse it? I mean, exactly where does that lie?
Wow, it's a great question.
Yeah.
Does he want them to put their thing down, flip it, and
right.
reverse it?
Right.
That's what you're saying. Yeah,
these are curious questions.
Yeah.
Because when you flip it and you reverse it, then you're back to where you were. You know what I mean?
Wow. This is much better than whatever that joke was you did last week.
English language is my playground.
Is that Missy Elliott?
It is Missy Elliott. Yeah. And because Don, you don't want to think about what he said with Who Let the Dogs Out Again, right?
No. But it made for a great drop.
Troubling, but great.
Jets have signed another kicker, Eddie Pinheiro. And they released Alex Kessman, who couldn't hit the extra points. All right, so we've got a lot to do. A lot of people want to talk about the football weekend. We'll definitely get to it. 1-800-919-3776. Kemba Walker spoke today. Such class. Really. Better than I would handle it. Kay LaGreca Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN. You took the dogs out.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.